This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
It has occurred to me that I have a problem that you, the NPR listener, might be able to help me solve.
It's actress, writer, and day-to-day contributor Annabelle Gurwitch.
Every week, I stretch my remaining brain power to write what I hope will be a pithy commentary railing against some trend in the culture, or satirizing a political event, or just plain giving you a window into my neurotic little musings, hoping to capture your attention and provide a little chuckle. But last week, I received a memo from the powers that be at NPR noting that I had yet to devise a catchy and unique nomenclature for my commentary spot, and I am taking this opportunity to appeal for your help in this important endeavor. Just look at the biggest story gripping the Capitol right now, the nuclear option. Until I did some research, I thought this phrase had been thought up by Democrats and referred to Bill Frist's head exploding if a judicial filibuster took place, but it was actually Frist himself who thought that phrase up. I know it just means to blow up the old system. In either case, it sounds horrible and it's very effective, as no one in their right mind wants the Senate to go nuclear. So clearly, I need a name that properly frames the kind of commentaries that I'm offering to you. So I asked my fellow commentators, Brian Unger and Sandra Singh Lowe, for their input. And I brought in an expert, Chris Arnold, who makes movie trailers and has named or renamed hundreds of movies, and asked him to give me some feedback on everyone's suggestions. Funny ha-ha or funny peculiar?
Are you always funny? You know, sometimes you're...
So.
Oh, you do. Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Topical.
Rantin' and Ravin' with Annabelle Gurwitch.
Oh, that's very... that's a happening title, isn't it? Except people don't rant and rave anymore unless they're...
I do.
...angry and...
I am.
Yes.
Opinion and analysis from Annabelle Gurwitch.
Well, everybody will start taking you seriously then.
Oh, that's a mistake.
That wouldn't work.
Forget that one. Okay, ready? This was my mom's suggestion.
I feel at ease when I listen to you, so I just think at ease with Annabelle.
At ease with Annabelle Gurwitch.
Were you in the Army?
No.
Do you have a military background?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Brian Unger suggested.
The Gurwitch Manifesto.
Ah. Very Robert Ludlum, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Sandra Singh Lowe and Brian Unger both came up with this one.
Gurwitchables.
Gurwitchables.
That's just kind of cute and sweet.
Gurwitchables.
No, that could work. Are you sure it isn't some sort of something that comes in a box that you put in your mouth?
Oh, I'm sure.
I think it is. What I do like is the cadence of the whole thing, Annabelle Gurwitch. So... Da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da.
The blah,
a
blah.
A lot of yada. A lot of yada with Annabelle Gurwitch.
Okay. If you think one of these sounded good or have your own suggestion, please write it in to us at Day to Day. And if your suggestion is picked, I will send to you a tote bag given to me at a party honoring Les Moonves, the president of CBS. Now, this bag doesn't say anything on it that would suggest that it came from this event, but I give you my Gurwitchable guarantee that this tote really is from that event. Until then, this has been a lot of yada and commentary and analysis from Annabelle Gurwitch.
Send your suggestion to Annabelle at our address, daytoday@npr.org.